שלום חברים, אנחנו נתחיל את השיעור במאמר.
Hello friends, we will start the lesson with a Shamati article 225 to elevate oneself or to raise oneself. Again, we'll start from Shamati 225.
All our work needs to be how to raise ourselves from the degree of reason to above reason. And all our work every day, or every single night, you could say, is to fall to reason, which is called night for us, and to rise to a degree that's called faith above reason, called day, since that's the light of the Creator. And that's how we do. This transition from reason to above reason is what all the Kabbalists wrote about for us in all the times. That's what they all wrote about. How we can move from the degree of Adam to the degree of the Creator, or from the degree of beast to the degree of an Adam, depending on how we name each of those levels. But actually, there's nothing more than that. It's difficult for a person to depict to himself. A person needs to be attentive to the extent in which there is no more than the ego that the Creator created, and that when he's in the ego, it's considered that he's within reason. And other than that, that one needs to rise with force in a request, or the safest way is through his prayer and request for the Creator to rise him to the degree called above, to the faith above reason. And here he needs to count how much he's in reason and how much he is above reason. The extent in which the frequency between reason and above reason is increasing. And just as one of the Kabbalists says there, Baal Shem Tov said it also, that within 5 minutes he had 400 such fluctuations, changes of states, reason above reason, reason above reason. And those changes in states are those that eventually stabilize for us the spiritual perception of reality. Since the Creator made this relative to that, above reason or within reason or above reason. And one who didn't yet receive the feeling of what above reason is, that the Creator manages the whole world, even to the smallest degree. Like, for example, a baby that's born, how much does he feel his parents? Very little, somewhat, in a corporeal, physical manner, through his body that way. And also, he just gets used to the fact that it's good for him through those parents there. So it turns out that this little animal discovers it that way. That's how we are. In a gradual manner, we discover above reason that the Creator is good, that does good. And this is how he arranged for us the entire path, our whole history, everything I've been through, he arranged for me. And also, it's the same with the future, where you're to do with me in the future the grace that is prepared for me, That's how one stabilizes oneself towards the Creator. And the main thing is to constantly think how in every given state I shall depict myself as this state came from. There's no one else besides Him, which is the only thing that stabilizes my life, my thoughts, my desires, and even that attitude towards Him, which I'm trying to seemingly with all my might stabilize, He also stabilizes that. Even though it seems to me that it's me with my efforts being done. This is how we process correctly all these states in reason that the Creator gives us in order to rise each time through efforts and prayer above reason. And that's the only thing we need to talk also of with friends in the ten, and only be concerned with that. Through that inclination, we correct all our problems. We have no greater crime than remaining within reason. The Creator stabilizes the reason and throws us there. That's called a king who kills and revives and grows salvation. He does that because He wants us to rise above reason. So we certainly need to try and do this every given moment. And it doesn't matter that we still don't feel that it's the Creator who stabilizes our life this way. As this is considered some extent of faith above reason. Even if we don't feel this to any great degree, we need to try to do everything we can as much as possible to feel that. Specifically, these efforts are very precious to the Creator. Just as we look at a baby, the little child, a newborn, when he smiles for us, we are ready, are happy, much more than the big child that smiles. Because it's how it is, the attitude which is closer there. Hence, we need to understand ourselves towards the Creator as specifically in the state of a baby that's born and gives even the smallest response, relates, asks. By that, we already bring contentment to the Creator much more than we will ever bring forth in the future. That's how it is in spirituality. There's an inverse relationship between the lights and the kelim, and we will talk about that. For the time being, we'll go into the lesson. Please, Michael.
So we're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, from Shamati, Article 225, Raising Oneself. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment, and he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment.
I'll read. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle, above his ten, as altogether a person is not a person, but as much as he arranges himself to being in his circle, establishing, stabilizing his circle, strengthening his circle, and he as a representative of his circle. Therefore, one must suckle from his environment and receive all the forces from them, and he receives all these forces under the condition that he bows before the ten and feels himself as the smallest of them all, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, and has no other counsel but through Torah and great efforts, meaning he's constantly asking the Creator to help him lower himself before the friends and take on their form, the form of the ten upon himself, that is to receive forces through them and be as their representative. That is, on one hand, to be lesser and receive forces from them, and on the other hand, to be their representative and be greater than them. This way, on both edges, both poles, one needs to work. Therefore, if a person chooses a good environment for himself, he gains time and efforts since he is drawn according to this his environment, which he specifically builds and establishes. That's why it's written, therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, what does it mean he chooses? Is he running all around the world looking for a better 10? But rather, he chooses each time, builds every single moment in his eyes, with his kelim, the greatest 10 of all. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, a very good example for the generations. They were very regular, if you will. But the way he related to them, according to their spiritual root, which is why he depicted them as in the end of correction and could receive from them like from the end of correction. And that's how he advanced. And that's how he will also be able to advance them and pass on to them that which he received. This is how it is with each and every one of us. This is the whole article. Two lines. But really, it includes a lot. Yes, Michael.
So every day anew, I need to see the friends in the final correction?
Every moment, not every day. We talk about it as every day as if it's, this is what we want to say. But in truth, many times a day, I need to return to my thought about the ten and to do connection with them. They don't know this, but I'm not going to go and confuse them. But this is how, the more we advance, they become more active within. And each of the friends understands this, what the other does, and does it too.
I understand what it means to see them as greater than me, but what am I supposed to do to make them in the final correction in my eyes?
It's considered to be greater than me, that they're completing, they have everything. They came to a state where they're nullifying everything towards each other and towards the Creator. Maybe you don't feel it yet. But they're already doing all the spiritual work. And it came to a state where they have nullified completely towards each other and towards the Creator, and there's nothing more to do. That's why when you nullify before them, it turns out that you did everything. And through them, you can suckle through them, through the Creator, like through the first nine to Malchut forces, and to place yourself through them to the Creator as Malchut through a restriction, Masach, and the first nine.
Vakasha, Moldova. Please.
Moldova.
Good morning, dear Rav. When I see the friends as great and connected in the final correction, does that give them really an opportunity to rise in spirituality?
Certainly, if I see my friends as great by relating to them this way, through them to the Creator, I give them the possibility also how to rise. I give them an example. This is why we need to not be in concealment all the time, but also to give them an example. At times we give a positive example, at times a negative example, as long as we awaken them. If I feel that by disregarding them, this is not yet between us at this point, this is later, but when we will be already in connection between us and love between us, then we will be able to show seemingly this artificial disregard between us in order to awaken the friends so that they will have the place to work and to overcome this bad example of ours. Let's say when they look at me and not giving a good example, and they will justify me. And they'll see, no, our eyes don't see correctly. That's a complete righteous. That's how it is with each and every friend.
Раф, вот вы сказали, что нет большего преступления, чем находиться в знании. Но
Дирав, you said that there's no better state than above reason.
It's not like that. It's not a crime. First of all, it's not a crime because I don't build it this way, but the Creator. Throws us to the degree of reason, of that. And it's not that we ourselves are doing this. This is called, I've created the evil inclination. And from that level, we rise above, to faith above reason. If we won't have reason, how will we build faith above reason? It's impossible. We are creatures. We have to be built from these two levels. From the degree of reason and from the degree of above reason, of faith above reason. The degree of reason the Creator gives us and the degree of faith above reason we try to reach. Yes.
This example with the Baal Shem Tov, that he had 400 states in 1 minute, or how does it happen when you're always inside the 10? And then you're being thrown out of it all the time? Can you expand?
You need to think, to feel how we need to feel how the Creator throws you each time from the feeling of his self, from the faith into the reason, and how you from there try to once again return to the smells besides him, the good that does good, to faith. And to be that way each time, the Creator each time burdens your reason, meaning throws you down even more, and you throw yourself even more, and that frequency depends on you. Because from the side of the upper light, it's an absolute rest, and it constantly shines upon you to his degree that he asks to rise, then you fall immediately. Okay? Well, if everyone is okay, then we need to summarize that we are in this all the time, 24 hours a day. And we will go to the other small article.
We also have a Moscow, Rav, if you want.
Oh, okay. Moscow 7.
Building this state of greatness in the 10, the greatness of the 10, my eyes, I need to build the 10 as great in my eyes or in the friend's eyes when I raise the greatness of the friends in their eyes and then in my eyes as well.
Both this and that, but it's nevertheless your work. Yes.
P.T. Young.
Good morning, Rav. I have a friend in the group who has a difficulty with making a living. And because of that, he's thinking about moving to a new place, to a new environment. Can it hurt the connection between us or help the connection? Is it something that is a problem in our connection?
I don't think that it could terribly harm the connection. We should nevertheless have to connect by us gathering with our bodies together in some space. But we need to check if there's really a problem here or not. I think that now, after the attack of the coronavirus, where we start to return to our regular lives, they will no longer be the regular life like we used to have. We will feel how we are in changing the necessity of our lives, and the whole world will feel this way. This is why we will have to build more and more systems, more and more virtual systems, more of a virtual connection. And also, in truth, it's more close and relative to our times, to nature that's changing. And that's how it is around Earth. We will eventually be connected through the virtual connections. Therefore, we need to care for the virtual connection much more, on one hand. On the other hand, we have to understand that nevertheless, we must have this building that we have here. We have to keep it, protect it, because it's the source of all of our technology. It's the source of all of our work that we do. And I hope that we will return to regular operations here. There are certain jobs that I cannot do without connection, even a personal connection with many people, with the writers, with the videographers, the people in the archive, the people, the translators, meaning this center has to remain. But the tens can be connected in a virtual way. This is why we just need to check whether a person really has a certain need to move to another place where he can make a living and be able to live there, and there he will be able to not be under the bad influence from the environment. And then from there, he will be with us, connected permanently, just like he was when he was next to us physically. We need to check all those things. We need to think of him and to watch over him, to protect him. Moscow 1.
Раф, наш товарищ спрашивает, как в течение дня человек может пробуждать?
Раф, our friend is asking, how can a person awaken the friends during the day? Give them an example if he doesn't have a physical or virtual connection with them.
I don't understand why you can't be connected virtually. I receive from my 10 all kinds of excerpts throughout the day, little messages, and I myself enter and read all kinds of excerpts about the 10, and I'm constantly renewing my thoughts about the connection between us, about the connection and connection with the Creator. That's why I have no problem with that. If a person doesn't build such an environment both virtually and with excerpts before him, that he has to do something on Twitter or on Facebook or something, even if he's working in some job, he can nevertheless find there some moments to receive or send. It would be best to have like excerpts from everyone, from each to others. And this is how we advance. It all depends on the entrances and exits into our matters. Because it's written, from Zion you'll get it all to come out. The corrected desire is called Tzion. Tzion, Zion, comes from the word Yetziah, exits. Whereas through the exits, you build the desire, Eretz, Ratzon, desire, for the correction from the Creator. That's considered to be in the land of Tzion, in the desire, which is built from the exits. The land of Tzion, Jerusalem, meaning the complete capital of that desire, where, which is the access point for adhesion with the Creator. It's all spirituality, of course, but that's how it's called. Okay? Good. If we have no more questions, then we can continue with this matter. Which article? The main thing we need?
Yeah, we're going to move to Rabash article. It's 24.